So, what have we actually learned from HASPA World? I think there are six big things worth carrying into the exam. The first is performance. HASPA World is growing, but it is losing ground. That is probably the single most useful performance sentence in the whole pre-seen. Revenue rises across the 5-year period. Visitor numbers rise. Revenue per visitor rises from around $49 to around $54. But visitor market share falls from roughly 18.3% to around 16%. And in the latest year shown, HASPA World's visitor growth is only around 2.3% compared with an industry average of roughly 6.8%. Its net promoter score also ends below the industry average. So do not say HASPA World is simply doing well because revenue is rising. And do not say it is simply doing badly because market share is falling. The better judgment is that absolute performance has improved while relative competitive performance has weakened. That is context. If a new exhibit gives you fresh financial or customer data, you now know what to compare it with. The second big thing is strategic direction. HASPA World has no on-site hotel, unlike its two largest rivals. The board believes accommodation sits outside its core theme park focus. At the same time, hotels and resorts have become a much more important source of revenue across the industry. That is a strategic tension. It is not a predicted exam question. Do not turn it into one. If the exam gives you a hotel proposal, a partnership proposal, a financing proposal, or a competitor move, then the pre-seen helps you understand why it matters. But the marks will be in the new proposal and the new evidence, not in a speech you prepared 2 weeks earlier about hotels. The third big thing is governance and ownership. HASPA World is 100% family owned. The board positions have only ever been held by Glenn family members. Henrik and Arthur retain 10% each. The executive board members collectively own 50%. The remaining 30% is held by other Glenn family members, most of whom are not active in the business. There is also an annual family council, and some of the non-business active shareholders have already raised concerns about slowing performance and the need for fresh ideas. Again, be disciplined. 30% is a shareholding. It is not automatically a measure of power in every possible decision. And 100% family ownership does not tell you how a future investment must be financed. The pre-seen does not give you HASPA World's cash position, debt capacity, or preferred source of finance. Remember that sentence, the pre-seen does not tell us. You are going to need it.